You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is noon in the District of Columbia. Toby Altizer in for JP on B. Mitch and Finley this week. It's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and welcome in our guest from The Athletic. That is Sam Blum. You can follow him on Twitter at SamBlum3. Sam, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, man.
So you recently wrote an article before the moves made with Rizzo and Davey, talking about how before the season, Davey, Rizzo, those guys, even some players with the team, kind of talked about, hey, we need to get back to winning ways. We need to get to a spot where we're competing for something other than just last place. Mm-hmm. And then you end up in the spot where they're in right now. How much do you think that played into the decision that we saw on Sunday where they ultimately dismissed Rizzo and Martinez?
I just think it seemed like a little bit of a situation where the players, the coaches, nobody could really explain why they were in the position they were in. I even go back a couple weeks before that when, you know, Davey was talking about how none of this was on his coaching staff. And, you know, I think the implication of that is that this is on the players. And, you know, just you get into a situation where nobody feels like they're on the same page. I don't think maybe there's not as much trust in the coaching staff. Maybe there's a bit of a fracture there. And that could be the explanation that nobody really wants to say. I mean, I want, you know, for that article, I wanted to sit down with Davey one-on-one, but, you know, the PR staff said I couldn't. And then I reached out and approached Davey himself, and he was like, no, I'm busy. I got to go ahead. And he never, you know, made an effort to actually answer any of my questions, you know, in that type of setting. So it was just really like get the one question into him. And I just don't think anybody really wanted to explain why they were in the position they were in. And, you know, ultimately, you know, it's because it's gone really poorly. And I think that's probably why they made this move.
When you look at that team, for me, I don't think they have enough talent on the team to compete. So if they voice that the rebuild was over and they really believe that, they're not going to understand. But if anybody looks at that team, they know there's not enough talent for them to be competing at a high enough level.
I mean, I think that there's enough talent to be better than where they're at. I mean, you know, the last two seasons, they've won 71 games each. I think you could have reasonably expected with some of those players progressing a little bit, you know, some of the veterans that they brought in, this team would be at least better. And, you know, I don't think anybody thought they'd be competing with maybe the Mets and the Phillies, mm-hmm. Or even the Braves, obviously, who are, you know, in their own, you know, kind of malaise themselves. But I think people thought the Nationals would be a better team, and they just simply are a last place team. Even the Marlins, who have, you know, restarted their rebuild like 4 years after the Nationals, seem to be in a better position right now than DC. So it just felt like this was turning from a rebuild to just kind of like a perpetual stagnation. And so, yeah, they had to make some sort of decision. It's a little surprising, maybe some of the timing of it, but if you don't trust your front office to make the picks in the draft, then maybe this is why they had to do that. I'm not saying that's exactly what happened, but I think that could be.
talking with Sam Blum from The Athletic about the Nationals, and I'm curious because you don't cover the Nationals on a daily basis. You cover the Angels, you also cover Major League Baseball as a whole, but I'm curious, when you look at Mike Rizzo, everyone around here, or at least a lot of people around here, still talked about him with a lot of reverence, and understandably so. He was the architect of the 2019 team that won the World Series and the decade of the 2010s that led to a lot of success for the team. But I'm curious, with how things have changed around baseball to where we're at now, was he still viewed as a top executive, one of the top guys, or were we maybe a little bit biased toward Mike Rizzo in terms of what his actual view is around Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think it's probably a bit of a mixture, right? If you win a World Series, I think you earn the reverence, in my opinion, just based on the accomplishment alone, right? Like there's an element to that where you could just never, it can never be taken from you. And you don't win a World Series by accident either. So you have to, I think, appreciate that he built a team, you know, both through some really high draft picks, obviously, but also by, you know, some great decisions in free agency. You look at, like, Max Scherzer being, you know, very, very, probably one of the best free agent signings ever, I would say. So it's, you know, they made some really good decisions, but I think when you look in the last few years, maybe some of what they were doing was a little outdated. I know the Washington Post has covered that pretty well, like the technology, some of the elements of maybe strategy. I think that's probably, you know, maybe the way he was viewed as someone that had accomplished so much, but also maybe was kind of not updating the way they needed to operate to do that again. And I think, you know, that's certainly how I viewed it. And I think when in Major League Baseball, like I spent the last weekend in Colorado covering the White Sox and the Rockies, and it's not to say that the Nationals are any comparison to them, but I do think that when you're not doing the same strategies as the rest of the competitive teams in Major League Baseball, in this modern era of Major League Baseball, you're going to fall behind, and possibly by quite a lot. You're seeing it with some of the really, really bad franchises, but you don't want, as a Nationals organization, to even go in close to that direction.
So you heard the comments about them not having this pitching machine that most teams have. And I know a lot of people in this town played that the learners wouldn't spend the money. Well, if you're saying that a guy is stuck in the old school way, they may not want to do some of those things. Could that have been, like, I know the narrative is that the learners wouldn't give them the money. Was it just that they didn't go out and try to get that product?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly. It's tough for me to speak too authoritatively on that. I was reading, like I said, in the Washington Post about Mike DiBartolo, I think, being more analytically driven. I mean, mm-hmm. to some extent, that could be, you know, an ownership issue, and I think there probably is an element of truth to that, right? The ownership, and you can just look at the payroll. I mean, payroll is down from where it was when they were really competitive, you know, in the 2010s. I mean, that's a fact, and I think that's something that would tie directly to ownership. But yeah, I mean, there's also just like strategic ways of handling your front office that, you know, from what I've read, it sounds like that you know, their interim might be more embracing than Rizzo ever did. So yeah, I mean, it's everyone's got their strategy. Some things work, some things don't. But I think if you're not operating like a very, very modern major league franchise, you're probably going to, you know, feel some pains from that.
I'm assuming you were out there for the series where they took 2 of 3 from the Angels not that long ago, one of the really the final series that Davey had as a manager. What were your takeaways from being around the ball club just in general? Because I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that, because Barry Svrluga of the Washington Post, I'm sure you read this piece as well, you mentioned you've read a bunch from the Post recently, is he talked about how Davey, Rizzo, and then even here on our station, 106.7 The Fan with the Sports Junkies, he kind of mentioned that there was an air of comfortability, almost complacency at times, maybe from Davey, maybe from Rizzo, but also a little bit from the players. Did you get that sense?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, just from talking to those guys, I think that was what kind of came through in the article, which was, yeah, I mean, like, no one really understood what was happening. But at the same time, you know, I think if you're the players, I can't blame them if they feel like a little bit detached from the organization when the manager is going out there and saying, you know, none of this is on the coaches. I mean, it's, you know, I think if you're a player, like, you want to feel like, okay, we're all dealing with this together. And I think there's a chance you could lose a clubhouse. It's very, very, very hard to get a clubhouse back if you've lost it. And, you know, they played really poorly after that comment. I mean, they lost a lot of games. They almost got swept by the Rockies. You know, I mean, this is, I think that, you know, that's the way I look at it. Like, if you as a manager can't take responsibility, your coaches aren't taking responsibility for the failures, then the players are probably going to be like, well, I'm not going to take responsibility. And that was kind of the sense I got walking in that clubhouse, was everyone was like, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, we think we're better than this, but it's what it is. And that's, you know, that I think translates to what Barry wrote, like you said, and just like an air of complacency. But, you know, I don't think that starts with the players. I think that starts from the top and it goes down to the players.
Well, Sam, you're looking at DeBartolo and also Cairo, both two guys that were on this staff that was here with Rizzo and also Davey. Do you expect the big change? I know sometimes coaches are on staff, and if you're not the leader, you know, you don't get your say. Do you expect something different moving forward?
I think that's why you make a move like this. It's not always because you sit here and say, Miguel Cairo is our best chance to, you know, win a World Series this year. But, you know, you hope to mix things up, I think, and, you know, get a voice in there that people respect, that, you know, you know everyone could kind of recalibrate and be like, we're going to do things a little differently. I think that's important. I think it's important for a manager in this position to step in and say, we're going to mend fences to some extent. We're going to fix this. You know, I don't know if that means the Nationals are going to go on a crazy run like they did, you know, 6 years ago and make the playoffs. But I do think that there's a chance you could see them, you know, maybe playing a little more inspired, maybe playing a little bit more like this matters to everybody. And, you know, that's what you do. You know, when you make a move like this, it's to shake things up and to signal to the team, to signal to the players, to signal to the fan base that this wasn't working and we needed a new voice. And I think people respected David Martinez. I mean, he obviously won a World Series. He had a lot of success. But you also, I mean, there is something to the fact that, like, these jobs, I think, are very finite in the amount of time you can actually be in them. And there's always going to be an end date on it. And this was just where it ended up for Davey, in my opinion. Like, he had been in this organization maybe too long, had that seat too long, and it was starting to, I think, cost the organization, and so they needed to make a move.
Talking with Sam Blum from The Athletic here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP this week. On a positive note, I know we've spent plenty of time talking negative about the organization with Rizzo and Davey being let go, but James Wood is a massive bright spot. Seeing what he's been able to do this season, how impressed have you been watching from afar and then getting to see him in person? How impressed were you when you got to see him?
Yeah, no, he's one of the best players in baseball. And, you know, I think the funny thing, we talk all about Rizzo. I mean, at the end of the day, he made one of the best trades, I think, in modern baseball history with Juan Soto and what they got back. It's just he didn't do enough other good things. But, you know, that, like you said, like that, getting James Wood, getting C.J. Abrams, getting Mackenzie Gore, I mean, these are three all-star caliber players. You know, I know Abrams still needs to maybe find his way in, but, you know, they should all be all-stars, and certainly James Wood is one of the best young players in baseball, young superstar. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, could be like a kind of Juan Soto-esque type of talent. So it's just, that was an excellent trade. The Nationals have some pieces to build around. I mean, that's why I think you make these moves. I mean, you have enough, but you have Dylan Cruz, you have, you know, James Wood, you have some of the best young talent in Major League Baseball, and they should be better. I mean, that's just the beginning, middle, and end of it. And now maybe they're putting themselves in a position to actually elevate some of this talent to the point where they can be better.
Now, this is like they weren't held accountable, and now I'm wondering, hell, could James Wood be better?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
If he could be better, then he didn't get there because of some of the complacency, then, you know, maybe this is the right move, although the timing is off.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if James Wood could get any better, then that would be dangerous for the rest of baseball.
No question about it. One final one for me, Sam. When you look at the guys that are on this roster, that with the trade deadline coming up, Mike DeBartolo going to be able to kind of leave his imprint with the draft and then what he does at the trade deadline, are there guys that you think are reasonably attractive that contenders are going to want to go after from this Nationals roster?
Yeah, maybe like a Kyle Finnegan, I think, probably was, you know, the name that jumps out to me. You know, I know that you don't want to subtract too much from the Nationals bullpen, given what it's been like. But he'd probably be, you know, one of the best, you know, relief names out there, maybe like in the Nathaniel Lowe or something like that. But yeah, they don't have a ton of guys that really stand out as super valuable, like maybe Paul DeJong. But I would think Finnegan's probably the number one name on that list. And, you know, hopefully he can get something back. But you know, the Nationals obviously will be adding in the next couple of weeks with their number one overall pick. They have a lot of good young players in their system already, so it's, you know, it's not like a make or break trade deadline for them, as I would say, which maybe played into why they made this move when they did, but it's still an important one, and I think you got to maximize, you know, anything you can really get at this point is what they should be very aggressive, you know, even if it is like a Paul DeJong, who's not going to be incredibly valuable, but, you know, might be able to latch on for a prospect or two, then just do it, you know, just acquire whatever you can, whatever young talent can, you know, keep infusing your system, and I think that's probably the best strategy they can have, but there's not a ton of great, you know, obvious, at least, trade deadline chips, unless they want to, you know, make some more aggressive moves with even some of the younger players or players under team control for multiple years.
Sam, as you look at this draft coming up, has any player like stood out as the number one consensus guy, or is it multiple guys? Because like normally when a guy's the number one consensus, that's easy to pick. When you have two or three guys, you got to choose the best one. Then you show me your talent.
And it's interesting because it's, you know, I think the reason why this draft is interesting is that, you know, you have kind of two different groups of very available, interesting players, which is like young high school infielders and some really great college pitchers. And it really depends on where the Nationals kind of view their priorities. I mean, they could also always go Seth Hernandez at number one, which is an interest. You don't usually see that from a, you know, right-handed pitcher, high school pitcher that almost never goes number one overall, but he's a supreme talent. So that's an option too. But really, I think it comes down to whether they want to, you know, build around, you know, a young high school shortstop or go for a more ready-made, you know, collegiate pitcher like, you know, a Cade Anderson, Liam Doyle, Jamie Arnold type player like that, or if they want to go Ethan Holliday, which I would think probably makes the most sense. Ethan Holliday probably is the more consensus number one overall pick, you know, or like, you know, Billy Carlson or an Eli Willits or something like that. But my guess is they'll probably just make the obvious choice here and go Holliday, but, you know, there's different avenues they can go, and I think it really comes down to if they are willing to be patient on a high school, you know, infielder or want to, you know, infuse that system with a pitcher that they can maybe basically put in the big leagues, you know, either by the end of this year or, you know, middle of next year.
If you were making the pick, would you go Holliday?
You know, I'm not a scout, but I would go with the talent that you think has the most upside, and if generally I would say that, you know, Holliday or, you know, Willits or Carlson, like those players, you know, those are the most valuable players out there, and that's probably what I would do. But you also got to trust your player development system, and, yeah, you know, there's not a ton of trust in that right now. So there's, you know, that's always something to consider too.
Yeah. Appreciate the time, Sam. Fantastic piece, and obviously you were just a bit ahead of the news that was to come a couple of days later.
Always, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on, guys. Take care.
Hi, man. Take care.
That's Sam Blum. He joined us from The Athletic. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. If you want more Nationals talk, just a reminder, coming up at 2 o'clock today to lead off Grant and Danny, Jason Worth going to join the program, and B. Mitch, Mike Rizzo going to be on with the Junkies tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Really?
His usual appearance, even though he's no longer with the Nats.
I wonder
Mike Rizzo still showing up for the boys.
Some of the answers, like, you know, some of the answers that you give, you, and it's expected, you answer questions more in a political way because you're under contract. Does he answer things more openly?
Well, and does he still play it a little carefully because he maybe wants another job?
Yeah, yeah.
So
and I think that'll be interesting to see. That's another thing, too, but hell. Hey, would they give you, you know, you said that they were supporting you and mm-hmm. giving you financial backing. Was that really true?
I think I could tell you that answer. But regardless, we'll see what Mike Rizzo has to say. Going to be must listen tomorrow at 9 a.m. as Mike Rizzo joins the Junkies. Coming up next, let's talk about the Commanders tickets going to Madrid. Did you get some tickets today? Feel free to call in 800-636-1067. I did not get tickets.
I'm telling you. Somebody else just got them off of the site.
Absolutely. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. We're talking about the Commanders.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At the Madrid next. Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. So if you were up early this morning, you had a chance to get in line with, according to the site, like 600,000 other people. Yeah. You had a chance to get in line for a pre-sale, which started at, I guess, 6 o'clock, 5:50. Everybody was thrown into a queue. You had a chance to get your Commanders general public tickets to go out and watch them play in Madrid against the Dolphins. If you were able to hop in, tell us your experience, 800-636-1067. If you're going to the game, feel free to hop in as well, 800-636-1067. So, B. Mitch, I missed out. Yeah. I did not end up getting in, and now the link that I was given.
What time was your first time checking in?
7:29.
That was too late, Toby.
I mean, I'm not waking.
These guys said they've been doing stuff since 5 and 6.
I wasn't going to wake up crazy early. First of all, I completely forgot that it was this morning.
You got complacent, Toby. You're pulling the David Martinez. You didn't get your tickets.
I was up too late to wake up at 5 a.m. to hop in the queue. And
I guess they were putting those tickets.
I didn't know it was coming out at 5 a.m. Honestly, I completely forgot. So I hopped on Twitter, saw that Tailgate Ted was on it, and said, "Oh, better hop in myself." And I paid the price. I didn't get any, and sounds like I'm going to be paying a steep price if I want to go getting them on the resale market.
You're
going to
get them for the regular price, but you're going to pay some fees.
Yeah, the fees are what get you.
I think that's what Congress needs to get involved with, all these damn ticket companies, these damn fees.
The fees are crazy. So, for example, I've seen some on some secondary sites where you could get them for maybe $160, $170. That's what they're listed for, B. Mitch.
Yeah, go for $250.
By the time you go to checkout, it's $250 plus.
Yeah.
So you're going to end up paying a lot in fees, but we'll see. I'll probably still find a way to get some tickets. But if you had that experience, let us know. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Alejandro in D.C. What's going on, man?
Hello. Hello, guys.
How you doing, man?
Thank you for taking the call. Yeah, I'm so excited. I just got the tickets maybe an hour ago, like before noon. I woke up today at 5:30 a.m. I put my alarm. You know, and I've been waiting since like pretty much 5:30 a.m. So when it got, the clock hit 6, I was like, what the hell? Like, it's like crazy. I'm like, I was putting like four, like 400,000 people like behind me. I was like, I'm not gonna get a hand yeah. here. So, and I was like getting on Twitter, like then I saw Tailgate Tay, like the same thing. I was like, I was dope. 11 a.m. But then it says like on my queue, like I put my email, so it gave me a link to put my email. And mm-hmm. so I was like, I closed my window, so I put my email, they give me a link, I received it. So you could, with that link, I was checking like every like 20 minutes, like what spot was in the queue. So when I was like, it's your time. So it's like, when it was my time, I see the tickets, they're like, oh my God, I'm actually in. So like, and when I was trying to click in on the seat sections, I couldn't, I was like, it wasn't following through. I was like, what the hell? Now it's frozen. Now I can see the prices and everything. It was like, and I can see the section C and the category of the seat, but now I can follow, but now I'm not able to follow through to pick up the seat.
Where, so
finally, I was able to pick up the seat and then to pick up the one I bought was category two. So it's like in the lower seat. No nice. Seating.
You got some good seats.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to be enjoying some good seats.
How much did those hit you for?
Pardon me?
How much did those cost in the area where you're at?
Yeah, I paid 297 euros, okay? Converted to dollars, it was like around 350, I think.
All right.
All right. Well, it's definitely better than having to pay an extra 90 in fees or whatever if you wanted to get those on the secondary.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, the tickets were at face value were actually kind of affordable, like pretty much like, I don't know, like going to a game here at FedEx or Norwood Stadium. But so, I mean, that's why I was surprised. I was like, the tickets were affordable when I actually got to see them for the first time.
All right, man.
I appreciate it, Alejandro.
Appreciate you, brother.
800.
Enjoy.
I think that's going to be a blast. 800-636-1067. We got the. What are we going to call him? He's like the official correspondent that knows what's all going on with the Madrid tickets.
Ooh.
Tailgate Ted is on the line.
What's up, Ted?
What's up, Tailgate?
What's going on, gents? How y'all doing?
We're good, man. Great, what's happening?
I'm going to do some coffee. It's been a long day so far.
How
long you been up, man?
I couldn't sleep last night because I was so worried about oversleeping. So I finally just got out of bed at 4 and then sat at my laptop to join the pre-lobby before you could actually get the tickets. And I got in there at 5 a.m. and there were already hundreds of thousands of people in there. So
you know what I'm finding out? I don't think it was hundreds of thousands of people. I just think that some of these ticket companies had hundreds of thousands of bots in there to make sure they got as many tickets. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, shame on them. What they did was Ticketmaster, whatever, out in the UK or in Spain, kicked everybody out that was already waiting in the lobby, and then you had to re-authenticate to get back in, and we were all randomly given a number. So all those people that sat in there that waited that long were having to just get back in again, and then you were placed no matter wherever they put you. So Someone that logged in 5 minutes before could have gotten number 100, and someone that logged in 3 hours ahead could have got number 400,000.
What? Yeah, I kind of see that was purposely done.
Did you eventually get in to get tickets?
I eventually got some seats, and you know I'm happy about it, and I'm good there. I do know a bunch of people that had some heartache because their credit card companies declined them because they were trying to do a transaction in Madrid, and they didn't notify them ahead of time. And they lost the tickets and their shopping cart. So it's been a mess. But I'm just going to tell the fans out there, I'm not sanctioning any of these third-party sites. There are seats out there. So if you guys are going, you already got your plane tickets. I know Easy Street just picked up some tickets on StubHub and some other spots. There are spots available for us to get seats from.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good crowd out there. It seems like, I mean, they're not cheap, but I think, you know, if you were expecting to have to pay $500-$600 for a single ticket, you can still find some well under that price.
Oh, yeah.
Even with the fees.
Yeah, they've got uppers for that price that are, I mean, I paid $400-something for lower level seats face value. So one thing I did suggest to the team when I had a sit down with them 2 weeks ago was have a watch party out there for fans that are holding out hope to try and get stuff cheap, but it'll also help spread the commander's word when we're there too as well.
Yep.
So maybe they can organize something like that, B.
That makes sense, though.
I don't think it's a bad idea. Tailgate, appreciate the phone call, man, and hopefully I'll see you in Madrid.
I'll see you there, Toby. Take care.
Later.
Tailgate said, I mean, that's a long day if you're getting up just for tickets at 5 a.m. Yeah.
I was up at 5 a.m. Went to the bathroom and went back to sleep.
I was not up at 5 a.m. To hop in the queue. But that is kind of stupid if, you know, like Tailgate was saying, where you hop in the queue at 5 a.m. If I would have done that, B-Mitch, I would have gotten up at 5 a.m., thrown my email or whatever in there, and then gone back to bed. If you kicked me out and I woke up at whatever time I was going to get up that morning and I wasn't in the queue, I'd be pretty frustrated.
Yeah. You'd be pissed off. But it was purposely done. That listen, man. If this being controlled over there, come on, dog.
I'm excited to see what the crowd is going to be like, because I would bet you that a lot of people from this area are going over there to watch the team. And I think it's going to be – what do you think the Dolphins crowd is going to be like for that game?
I think there'll be a lot of people there.
Well, I don't doubt that the thing's going to be sold out. But, like, are you thinking there's going to be a lot of just generic, general football fans from Europe, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's also going to be, obviously, Commanders and Dolphins fans. How many – what percentage do you think is going to end up being Dolphins fans versus Commanders fans?
I think it's going to kind of be like a – 40-40-20.
Okay. So you think it's going to be pretty split?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. Listen, I might just enjoy staying in Miami in November.
People like going to like games that are away like that. Like, you know, just like weddings that are like destination weddings.
Yeah.
This is like a destination game.
A destination NFL game?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if you're living in Miami, though, you might just want to stick around. Miami's not too bad.
Miami's
the
fun.
Destination itself. Yeah.
It's going to be a great crowd just because it's the first game in Madrid.
Yeah, first game.
It's historical.
So it's going to be people there that really want to be there as well.
I thought he was going to say it's going to be a great game because Jeff's going to be in the crowd.
He meant that, you know.
Man, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but whoever now section, we turn it up.
Ain't listening to it. It's not working.
Jeff, what's the plan for Madrid while you're over there?
Dude, I'm going to just explore everything. Hey, I'm not going to sleep.
Toby,
if I got to walk, if I got to
bring my extra cachet, and make sure I have some cash to get in my gym.
And I'm annoying B-Mitch the entire trip.
Oh, I'm not worried about you. I got security following me. I got some security. I'm going to say, hey, you see a guy that looked like a overweight, what's my man name from the Rams?
Aaron Donald.
Shoot him.
Well, one dude thought I was, what was the Raiders coach name? Antonio Pierce?
People thought you were Antonio Pierce?
Man, he came up to me while I was on the Metro at work. And I'm like, dude, they don't even play here this week. Why would he be here?
B-Mitch, how long are you going for? You going to be there all week?
I think I'll be there from, that's the 13th is Thursday, right? I'll be there Thursday through, I'll be back on Monday, I think.
There you go. You going to get some Spanish golfing?
Nah, I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be making that cheddar. I got to get Jeff out of jail, dog. I mean, you know Jeff going to do something stupid, and I'm going to have to get him out. So
nah,
I'm going to have enough in my stash so I can make sure I have to bail him out.
I don't mess around with no international policia. No.
I tell them what you did, they're going to be looking for you.
I'm not even going to walk out of a bar drunk over there.
You're what? Not?
No.
If you walk
I'm
in the bar.
I'm going to stay until I'm sober.
If you walk in the bar, you're going to walk out drunk, believe me.
They would not get me for public intoxication.
Man, I walked out of a bar in Berlin. It was daylight. I went into the thing like 7 that night, and I came out. It was, the sun was up.
Throws you off.
Huh?
Throws you off.
No, it was the next day.
Oh.
Well, we
you were hanging out.
Oh,
you were hanging out.
Boy.
806
Thunder, boy, I tell you.
I bet you Madrid's going to have a couple of Commanders fans and Dolphins fans doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
800-636-1067. What was your experience like getting tickets for the Commanders in Madrid? Did you get tickets? Are you going to be going over there? Feel free to hop in. I need to know also what to do in Madrid. So if you've ever been over there, hit us up with some ideas on things to do in Madrid. It's B-Mitch and Finley on the Fan. We all ties are in for JP this week.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What did JP call this place one time? A chair graveyard? You're doing surgery on the chair?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who unscrews these screws here, but once every 2 weeks, I got to put a screw back in.
It's a chair graveyard in here.
Because if you don't, the arms of the chairs fall off.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. You going to Madrid? Did you get tickets today? Did you have a chance to get in that pre-sale and end up getting tickets? If you did, feel free to hop in, 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Morgan in Bethesda. Morgan, what's up?
How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. How you feeling?
Oh, man. I'm feeling great. I waited in line like everybody else. I was like number 737,000 in line. Got down to about 250,000 before they closed it and sold it out.
Oh.
Picked up some tickets on StubHub, though. Got four of them together. It was like $330 a piece, but the fees were about $130 each. Ooh. So it's like $500 a piece.
Wow.
The fees are what kill you.
Hey, you know, for 400 level corner end zone, I'm okay with it. I haven't been to a game since LeVar Arrington was playing. I'm good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's been, well, hey, it's been a minute.
Back.
It's
welcome
been a minute.
Back.
Yeah, no, I never went away. I just couldn't give that man my money. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, I understand.
What brought you back more?
Yeah, going
what brought you back more? Going to Spain or seeing Jaden Daniels?
Oh, it is, I can't answer that. That's the land of pork, man.
The answer could be both, I guess. Both.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it, Morgan.
I appreciate you, brother.
All right.
That's awesome. Hadn't been a game since LeVar Arrington. That's been a
minute. About to tell LA, man. Dude, stop going when you were playing, dog.
Comandante Tequila is on the line. Comandante, what's up?
What's up, buddy? How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Did you get tickets?
Hell yeah. Come on, man.
What number were you? Or did you have to go on StubHub?
75.
You were number 75?
75.
When the hell did you start? When did you call in?
Dude, when I started calling in at freaking 1:45 in the morning, Pacific time.
Wow.
Did you go to sleep last night?
I'm not high as shit yet. I'm ready to go to sleep right now.
Well, so am I, but I went
tired.
Wow.
I'm just tired, but I'm happy.
What what big plans do you have for Madrid?
You and Jeff hanging out?
I'm 5-day vacation.
You and Jeff gonna be hanging out, man?
I'll get him real drunk.
Oh,
yeah. I don't think that's happening.
Jeff Tequila and B. Mitch.
No. Nah. I'll hang out with B. Mitch. Maybe I ain't hanging out with
B. Mitch got to work. He can't hang out with y'all.
All right. Appreciate it, Kyle and Dante.
I got to work. I can't hang out with y'all. No, not happening.
Appreciate it, man.
All right.
What is, maybe I'm ignorant here. What is Spanish cuisine from Spain? I know paella. What else am I missing here?
That's enough right there. I love that.
What else
is
it?
I'm sure they have all the other stuff that everybody else has.
Lots of seafood.
I mean, I'm totally down with
lots
a lot of seafood.
Lots of seafood, you said?
Oh, lots of seafood, I'm lots going of rice.
To be, I got pastas. Rice, they're like rice more with seafood?
Yeah, it's mainly seafood and
basically
rice.
Basically like Louisiana.
Then like pastries for breakfast.
I don't want no pastry.
Do we have any Spaniard listeners from Madrid? Like,
I'm sure some.
Y'all got to call us.
Yeah, call in and give us ideas. 800-636-1067. Give us not even just things to eat, but things to do. What are some must-do things in Madrid? Because I'm not
real. Money to get Jeff out of jail.
Morgan just told me there's a 5-level club there, and it's a different genre every floor. You think I'm not about to put my bid in the DJ over there? I'm about to find that club.
Jeff, they already have the DJs over there.
Hey, if I tell them, yo, I'm coming from America for the game against the Dolphins and Commanders, and let's throw a party, trust me, it will work.
They're going to say, well, our dude, what's his name, Jose, going to be doing it that night. He said he got the U.S. music. He ready for some stuff that they don't even heard yet.
Just always remember this. It's a difference if I make some tacos and Jose makes some tacos.
All I was saying,
same with the music.
If you take your equipment over there, you're going to have to fill out a visa and everything else. You're just making everything wrong for yourself. You won't be getting in then.
I'm a little disappointed. Maybe I'm going to have to look at Atletico. Real Madrid, where the Commanders will be playing at their stadium, Santiago Bernabeu, they're not home. They're home November 9th and November 23rd. So there's that 2-week stretch in between there where they're not home. Obviously, the Commanders playing the Dolphins on the 16th.
That was probably done on purpose.
I would assume so, but I would love to get to Spanish soccer game.
One of the guys that's a member, one of the owners of this team, he has some ownership in Real Madrid?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
Let's see.
That wasn't mistakenly done.
I would love if Atletico is in town. They also have a 2-week stretch. I wonder if that's a.
Toby, you're gonna be paying some fees for that ticket too.
I wonder if there's a international break for that, or if there's maybe a Champions League break for. I don't know exactly the soccer schedule, but if you're there a week early, you can go to a Real Madrid game. If you're there a week after, you can go to a Real Madrid game or Atletico Madrid game. So. I would love to go to a soccer game. Would you be interested in a soccer game over there?
Be working, dog.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if you had extra time, would you go to a soccer game over there?
No, I'm going to the beach.
I don't blame you on
that. I'm hoping the beach is, I hope it's warm.
I would assume it is, but I have no idea. I've never been.
Yeah, because I've been to some countries, and you go over there.
Andrew's in Warrington. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I didn't get tickets, but I've been to Spain. So what you're going to look for food is when you go to the beach, that's when you get paella in Barcelona. In Madrid, you're looking for tapas. It's all about small plates.
Right.
You'll get a ton of that. And then do not mess with their siesta. It is real there. That 1 o'clock hour hits, you will not be able to get a grocery store or anything. So have everything you need before that.
I'm down for a siesta.
Down stuff
what do you think about incorporating that into the show?
It's 2 hours?
It's an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours sometimes, depending on what city you're in.
What do you think about incorporating that into the show at 1 o'clock?
Nah.
I'm down with the siesta.
I get here at 10, man. I'm not sleepy by well, one.
Appreciate it, Andrew.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
I'm always down with a siesta. You're down with the siesta, Landfill?
No, just some updates. Real Madrid doesn't actually have owners. They're like a club type situation.
The Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, sort of. But the other thing is that the Commanders game is during the one of the international breaks. So Real Madrid's not playing, but Spain does have a match 2 days after the game, which I guess is a Tuesday.
Oh, at Bernabeu?
No.
I'd be interested in that. I'd be interested in international soccer.
It's some place called Alba Siete.
Yeah, no idea.
Yeah,
I know.
Went there yesterday.
I know Bernabeu, and then I think it's Camp Nou. NOU is where Barcelona plays. I think that's about all I know. Seth is in Arlington. Seth, what's up?
What's up, guys? How are you?
How's it going, man?
How you doing?
I lived in Spain for like 3 months studying abroad, and couple things, man. The caller before, the siesta is real, but they don't eat dinner until like 10 o'clock at night, so you need to get ready for that.
I'm cool with that.
So that sucks. But then, are y'all going to have a translator with you?
Probably not.
Se habla español.
It ain't Jeff, dude, I can tell you that much.
What, man. It is. I went over there to study Spanish, and I picked up a little bit. But if you don't have somebody over there that knows where they're going and what they're doing and can speak the language, you can get turned around quick. Of course, I'm sure you guys are going to have people with you, but, I mean, it's a confusing city if you don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, well, hopefully Google Translate and all those things can get me around.
What I said earlier, I'm bringing money to get Jeff out of jail.
That's right.
Appreciate it, Seth.
Yeah, man.
Seth, I was just asking for a ride. Hey, you get arrested.
Football day Americano. That's all I'm going to say. Football day Americano.
Let's take a break. When we come back, Santana Moss, the Cowboy Killer, going to join us here on B. Mitchell Finley.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.